So we are studying the topic of the law of love in the system of Adam Rishon. You can find the sources in the Alvut system under the icon of the study materials. We are on excerpt 30. Rabash writes in the article concerning above reason. And I heard that Baal HaSulam said that the only thing that can help a person emerge from self-love and be rewarded with the love of the Creator is the love of friends. Hence, I have no choice but to bond with those friends, although in my view, I would be better off staying away from them and avoid bonding with them. However, I have no choice and must believe above reason that indeed all the friends are at a high degree, but I cannot see their virtue with my eyes. This is why he must believe above reason. But when he sees the merit of the friends within reason, he can certainly derive great benefits from the friends. We see how the Creator is doing all these things. We see how he created humanity. And then from all of humanity that was in ancient Babylon, he chose some group from all of the nations and all of the different families and tribes that they had there. That was the root to all of the 70 nations. And from there he took representatives of all those nations. And he created that group called the Nation of Israel.
And then, in that group, all sorts of feuds, conflicts began to appear, and we see that it happens until this day. Yet today, we've moved on to a point where, just like in that ancient Babylon, we have to start gradually in circles after circles. We have to achieve a state of connection between us and correction. And our correction happens through the tens, because that is the true reality that can be similar to the general structure. 10 is a 10. It's like the general structure being 10, which we learn from the expansion of the light, which is complete bestowal into the vessel, which is complete reception. The relationship between them needs to be divided to 10 degrees. That's what it takes for the light to carry out in the will to receive, that was created existence from absence, to turn the kli to be similar to the light. And then the relation between them requires these 10 degrees, 10 states between them. It's actually more accurate to say 8 states between them, because the first is Keter, the last is Malchut, then 8 in between. So, that's how we have to behave. Because all our states, like Rabash tells us here, that Baal HaSulam says that the only advice that can help a person exit self-love and merit love of the Creator is love of friends. That's the point. All the rest is implementation. Any questions on that for someone? From the whole world kli?
No.
No. Yes. About this. PT 19.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, Rav. What does it mean to see the friend's virtues within reason?
That I need to reach a state where I see the merit of the friends just as it is right in front of me, and they are all of them at the level of the Creator, nothing less than that. And these aren't pretty words, that's what I see, that I see the friends, and in them I discover the essence of the Creator. And according to the vessel, which is the friends, I discover the Creator, which is the light, the fulfillment.
But that's the ideal state. What does it mean to imagine that the friends are great, to lie to myself, because I don't see them like that?
Yes, I need to do that too. Now, when I still don't discover the greatness of the friends, yet I have to say they have eyes and see not, meaning I cannot see. In my egoistic eyes, I cannot see. But their merit. But other than me, the truth is the world is corrected. I judge through my own flaws. And so I see the group as that group, and that's how I discover them. It's not that they act out this way towards me. There's a problem of concealment here. Just imagine that the friends that you know, your friends that are in front of you, they are in the upper world, on the highest possible level, in Ein Sof, literally, which means no end. That's what it means, Ein Sof. That's where they are. But you see them, when you look at them, you see through your own vision, your own state. One judges through his own flaws. So now you understand the difference, the gap between you and Ein Sof. You and the friends, you see the group through your own vision, even though they themselves are completely corrected in the state of Ein Sof. Can you grasp the difference between this and that? Between your perception and truth?
But let's say, how does it help me advance? How does it even happen? How do I advance?
It advances you in that you try to move closer to them, to see them in their true form. You as if turn to them and say, take me there. I don't want to stay here. Behind the barrier, in this lowly state, just drowning in my own crap, not feeling everything from anything, from the truth, besides this donkey that overpowers me and submerges me in my ego. I want to be there with you. Help me. That's why he says that the only advice that can help a person exit self-love and merit the love of the Creator is love of friends.
But my 10 is now hearing what you're saying. How can we help each other reach to what you're saying? I personally, there's no chance. I can't stand them.
The whole wisdom of Kabbalah, besides this sentence, talks about how you can reach a state of adhesion with your friends who already stand in Ein Sof.
And each one can help the other in this?
Of course, yes.
How?
That each and everyone sees from his state, or how he is calibrated for now by his ego. And that's how he sees himself and the friends and the others and the whole world, everything. And each and every one must understand that besides him, Doesn't matter how much he sees, but that he is literally facing the world of Ein Sof. And what he imagines is already, that's how my ego arranges.
So now the process is that everybody has to imagine that we're helping each other, loving each other, and then it comes.
We have to try to do it with everything that is in our possession.
Thank you.
All right.
Safon 2.
Safon 2.
Rav, tell me please how to change my perception of reality from egoistic to altruistic.
So he tells you that there's no other advice besides connection in the 10. That's it. We don't have a choice. If that's what we pay attention to, that's where we look, then it will fall into place. This is a big problem for all of you, and I know it for myself, that until a person convinces himself that this is the only solution to connect with the friends, it takes years and years. And he thinks he's not advancing. He is, but he's advancing towards determining this rule that only from connection with the 10 he comes to the opening of to the spiritual world and enters it, and there too he continues to work with the 10 inside the 10, but in a way that he's doing it and they all together gradually leave their corporeality more and more as they connect to their spirituality more and more until they achieve complete adhesion. That's the whole work. 10, neither 9 nor 11. All right.
Thank you.
You see, it's so clear there's no questions. Good. What, Amit?
We can also have a workshop if we want.
What would you ask?
I only have questions on how to implement it.
What about that?
It's not like a question, it's more of a frustration, because it feels how every day you're giving us a huge portion, and there's like a feeling that it's like you're chasing the train with your tongue hanging out, and you can't really, are you doing it, are you not doing it, what's your indication? Today you did take the lesson and do it and implement it correctly. It's difficult.
Yes, but we're trying and we're going and we are nevertheless absorbing something from each and every lesson. Not the whole lesson, not completely realizing it to the fullest in the most desired way, but there is progress. Thankfully, after all, we have to understand that what we got, what we managed to do, is what the Creator let us do. Because ultimately, He orchestrates all of the circumstances and reasons and results. But each time we have to nevertheless try and aim and make the effort to do it 100%. And whatever you end up with, you need to be happy with that. Even if he just allows us to advance a little bit. PT 27.
Dear Rav, thank you for the detailed explanation of the relationships between the friends. It's clear to us that to resemble the Creator is to give the friends the same attitude as the Creator is trying to give them. What we're trying to touch more is what is the attitude that the Creator gives the friends, and how can we give the same thing to the friends too? Maybe we should try and scrutinize that a bit more.
I have to accept the Creator's work as 100% correct and good, and I have no question about that. He has the beginning and end of creation and aims to take us through it in the optimal way. And even though there is our participation here as partners, we still have to say there's none else besides Him. And after all, we need to be very happy with what we achieve, because also our achievements, we don't know how to properly interpret them. We don't know. It's like little children. You know, a child comes back after the first day of school and he's not happy. Why is he not happy? First of all, he thought that, you know, first class is first class. You know, to be like flying first class. So he didn't think he's going into 10 years of studying now and he's just on the first day of the first grade, you know? So it's not the same with us. We are in adhesion with the Creator in each and every state. So there's nothing that we are lacking here. We have to develop this attitude of wholeness. Otherwise, we'll never be close to the Creator, similar to the Creator. He is wholeness. And we have to feel ourselves, even though we're in the lowest state, we have to feel the wholeness of it. Otherwise, we don't have chassadim. We just want to be using our vessels of reception. That's what I am. That's it. No, I want to be in the light of bestowal. And the light of bestowal means it doesn't matter to me where I am.
Moscow 4.
Rav, как убедить себя, что товарищи находятся...
How to convince myself that the friends are in the degree of Ein Sof? How to move myself from this point of death?
You have to think about it, that one judges through his own flaws, that the perception of reality that is that you see an infinite reality, but according to your degree, that's how you perceive reality. And so everything's built in a way that gives you an opportunity to be towards the current state with reason, and towards the present spiritual state with faith above reason. And then even though you are in the world of Ein Sof, you are portraying that world, seeing that world according to your vessels, to your state. And this is what Baal HaSulam explains to us regarding the perception of reality and the in the preface to the Book of Zohar, Asia.
Rav, it feels that the Creator is giving opportunities to work in love of friends only in distant times. How can we do actions between these times?
If you're in the group, you're going to have many opportunities every moment. So that you have to justify the Creator, you have to help them, you have to support them, and they support you. Everything that Rabash writes, it is non-stop work. Only we leave that work as thinking that, oh, I already know this work, or there's nothing new, but it's incorrect. We haven't started.
Hebrew Eser.
Hebrew 10.
Ken Rav, shalom lecha.
Hi Rav. Parents always see their children, the changes in them. How can we see, you see the changes in us that we may not recognize? How can we see the world, the changes in the world, from our connection, how to recognize it, what should we do?
Well, again, it's all about the work in the group. I can't tell you anything new here. Try to enter the group, try to push them forward, try to help them in everything, as if you're capable of everything, and they're expecting it and anticipating it. And then you'll see how much you advance in that work. That you take the responsibility upon yourself for the whole 10, and you'll start seeing how much it advances you, because you're lacking this and this and that, and all you lack there is concern. The concern in one's heart, this is what advances.
No.
Okay.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
So if I see the world worse, the whole world, what's just deteriorating?
The whole world, we're not talking about it now. That's already beyond the 10. Let's not get confused. I don't want to get into confusing people now. PT 2.
How can I know that I'm relating in love towards the friends and not from my stomach, and that's what it seems to me, and that it's really like the Creator leading the friends to spirituality?
Well, in the meantime, it's what you've got, and then maybe you can do these actions with the tzimtzum, meaning that you wouldn't do this for yourself, but you do it for others. It's like a mother who doesn't feel that well, but she does what she does, overcoming her personal corporeal state, and that's how you'll see that you don't really feel like it, but you do it towards the 10. In thought, desire, action.
I'm asking differently. How do I know what's good for them? Also, a mother, she went through a life. That's how she knows what's good for the baby. I was never in spirituality. How do I know which actions I should do to bring them to spirituality?
What do you mean spirituality?
I don't know what we're studying about, that I can come out of myself and be in love of friends.
Spirituality means connection between everyone, or according to the intensity of connection, the difference between disconnection and connection, that's where the upper force is revealed, called the Creator. So I have to always work on connection, and probably corresponding to that, I can feel the growing disconnection and then build the growing connection.
But the disconnection that's increasing is what I feel in me. How can I feel them? How do I know what's good for them?
You will want to feel them along with feeling yourself, at least in that, on the same level, in that internally. This means you're going to integrate with them, that your heart will be integrated with them.
And then I'll feel their deficiencies and know what to give them?
Just as you would yourself. Yeah.
Moscow too.
Yeah, that's how it is. Moscow too.
Спасибо, Рав. Продолжение Москвы 4.
Yeah, thank you, Rav. In continuing the Moscow 4 question, how do I strengthen the 10 in the feeling that the friends are corrected and are in their final corrected state?
It's an important question. How do we strengthen the 10 and not let them escape during the week for a few days, and only here and there we see all of the 10s together, and my 10 Let's say I have 15 people in it, and every day I see 5 or 7 or half, in best case scenario. So how do we strengthen all of them together? I don't know. The Creator does it by blows and suffering. We need to do it by the light that reforms, by the connection and warming up that we do by ourselves, not by bad things, by good things, hopefully. So let's hope that we will try to do that.
Moscow 6.
Раб, я заметил, что шабатные уроки, они, в принципе, отличаются от других уроков.
I see that the Shabbat lessons are different than the others. Does it have anything to do with the root and branch, or is it...
It's that a lot more people are connected to us, and I feel a different spirit that dwells on all of the worldwide Bnei Baruch, and that produces a different kind of lesson, kind of more free or social. We also don't go into tests usually. How can I go into tests if a third of the people who are with us now are not there during the week? It's not of interest to them. It's not, they don't like it maybe. So I don't want them to run away. So we have these discussions. Moscow 6.
Спасибо, Рав.
Thank you, Rav.
Turkey 3.
My friend's question is, what a person should add more to the morning lesson?
In the morning lesson, a person should add what kind of new step is it going to take during the day until tomorrow, because that's what's important. So he heard the lesson, he understands what is up to him, a certain new action he has to do, and he tries to do it. And then he feels that day by day he's going with everyone, moving forward towards this one collective action. This is what I'm really asking. Try to take that into account, to work on that, to do that. Yeah. We're also advancing now towards the end of the lesson, and there is you have a day off. Some people have more hours, free hours, and they can dedicate them to learn something or talk to the friends, and others are more busy with families, children. Either way, try at some points to go back to yesterday's topic and also today's a little bit. Yesterday was an important lesson. Try to listen to it, well, at least to my initial session, like the first hour of the lesson. So from there you can better see what we should focus on and how advance with. And it's like Rabash told us now that Baal Sulam says that the only thing that can help a person emerge from self-love and be rewarded with the love of the Creator is the love of friends. This is also what we discussed yesterday and today. And it's truly the only advice. But how to do it? So everyone can also advise his friends. And the action that needs to come with that is each one showing the others how much he is occupied with that and appreciates that and respects that and advances towards love of friends more and more. Like he writes that this is what our good future depends on. So this was for Tel Aviv 3. Tel Aviv 3.
Question from a friend from the 10. Why does love always change into lust?
Well, lust is self-love, and the love that we're talking about is the love of friends, love of the Creator that comes from the point in the heart. So from the point in the heart, you have a little inclination towards the others, discovering the Creator, discovering bestowal, the upper world, but it's just a point. And it's captured, it's under captivity by the huge, great ego. So our deliberate, focused action is to increase the point as opposed to the great volume of self-love, so that love of others will be reinforced and strengthened more than self-love that it is in. And how to come out of it? This is like he tells us about the worm that goes out of the radish. That the love of others then emerges out of self-love. And when it's like the worm that comes out of the radish and says, wow, that's a whole wide, beautiful world. I was immersed in self-love, and that made my life so bitter. So let's try to achieve a life of light. Hebrew 10.
Rav, in the 10, we always try to implement your advice that we hear in the lesson. And on Shabbat, for instance, the next time we're going to meet after the morning lesson is the afternoon lesson. And now we heard that we should listen to the first part of the lesson again.
Did you go back to yesterday's lesson?
Yesterday, we repeated the main part of the lesson.
Yeah, the first part of the lesson, where I spoke. Did you go back to that?
Yeah, we repeated part of that half, the most important part.
So go back to that part and can keep going in.
So go back to that Friday morning lesson, you mean?
No, yeah, the Friday morning lesson. I deliberately gave that lesson yesterday. Yes.
Our question is, when we want to add something to the schedule of the 10, so we'll define it as an action that isn't a must, that whoever can join, because we can't always know whether it's possible to add things to our schedule without it being too much. Is there a purpose for such an action that isn't a must?
I don't know. I don't think that's good. I never heard about it, and I don't see, according to what I understand, that there is room for such action. That do it, and you know, there is such a thing in a different form, in a different sense, where you demand and get a reward, and but that's not, we're going to have to come to that to understand what it is. It's not like that. And also, what is an action if the members of the 10 think that they can either do it or not do it. If they don't, for whatever reasons they have, that's one thing. But if, to begin with, you say it's not, you don't have to do it, then better not to do it. So what, half the 10 does it and half doesn't? Why not? Why can't it be, can they be connected even with just their headphones? And on a Shabbat or on a day off? No, that's not good. We advance towards states where do you want the Creator to treat us more seriously than what we have today, than instead of the virus that we have today, that more horrible, serious things will happen? What for? We want to advance by way of light, not by way of suffering. Try. Try. We are, and also we are determining what happens for the whole world. The world doesn't understand what's happening. And why would we take ourselves down and by that take all of humanity down with us, and which will force them to go through the revelation of the Creator in a more severe and painful way? What kind of love of the created beings is that? Are we hating humanity? The Creator loves all created beings, and the problems that are awakened in each and every one are only in order to register that for the final correction. So, all in all, we have to thank Him for everything He's doing and try to give Him the best opportunities to bestow all the goodness to humanity. Moreover, we are willing to take upon ourselves all of the troubles and problems. And of course, it's not going to happen this way in a corporeal fashion, but in a spiritual fashion, that all of the problems and troubles will take place spiritually, and we'll be able to complement them, which means to pay for them, so that all of humanity will have a good correction, a positive correction, and move towards the final correction. This is the rule of love. And it doesn't matter for whom. For the good ones, the bad ones, the evil ones, the haters, it doesn't matter. That's how it seems. But I wish to discover everyone as beloved to me, and I want to give them all the best, and there is no limit in love. And the fact the Creator corrupts them is only so that I can cover all the crimes with love. Okay? Good. We also have any kinds of announcements today?
No.
Good morning, everybody. We'll start with a few announcements from technology department, more of the support of the Ovut system. Few things. We wanted to remind about asking questions. Before I start asking a question, it's important that to check with my 10 if they hear me good. Second, to see which mic I'm speaking out of, because sometimes it can, a different microphone can suddenly be defined, like from the camera or the laptop, so it's worth checking a second before what mic am I coming out of. And it's also important to pay attention to the alertness of friends in the 10 that friends aren't sleeping, or if action, their friends are like laying down or something, it's important to understand that we are together in a lesson. 3,500 people. It's not a small people, amount of people. It's a huge amount of people. So let's give it importance. Let's help each other remember this. Another thing, in a different topic, when we want to go to a different room, so in the lower right part, there's a button called leave. In the old system, it's on top in the left, next to the group, where you can go out, leave a room, come back to the main page, and go into a different room. The moment you shut the window off and go into the system again, it'll take 2 minutes till your username will be refreshed and you can enter a new room. So please keep turning to us. We'll help with everything we can. We advise you to use the advised earphones, the ones we recommended, and we will help each other make the broadcast better. Shai. So should I press the exit button? So let's wait another second. Yeah, I pressed the exit by mistake. So we'll meet at 3:15 for preparation, 3 to 4 men's lesson, 4 to 5 women's lesson, and then a world women's meeting from 5 to 5:45. Song.
קשורים אחד לשני, עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים. אתה ואני קשורים בלב הכללי, כולנו כבר מסכימים, ערבות היא תנאי החיים. מתעורר הניצוץ שבלב, לעולם יש תקווה, אנושות חדשה, חוק אחד מחבר את כולנו ביחד, לכולם משותף הכאב, הבחירה היא שלך לשנות את הגישה. צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת, זו לא סתם תיאוריה, נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה, והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור. אתה ואני קשורים אחד לשני, עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים. אתה ואני קשורים בלב הכללי, כולנו כבר מסכימים, ערבות היא תנאי החיים. Like a baby opens his eyes, he takes a breath for the very first time. This world is a child and it's awakened. This world has been born, a global connection no longer concealed. One step at a time, we'll walk together. We all share the pain, no choice but to change. Learn how to give, make no mistake, it's not just a theory, with love we are set free, this law is so clear.